call received from home care agency.
Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Good morning. How you doing? I'm gonna ask a question. I want to get my fiance on home care.
Okay.
Because he's 64 years old. He really needs it.
Okay.
How do I go about doing it? He's in the hospital at the moment. He's supposed to be coming home.
When is he coming home? Does he have a discharge date?
It's supposed to be today, but I don't believe him at this moment. I'm going to wait and see now. So
okay.
I just have to wait and see.
So let's check to see if he's eligible for the referral. We got to check to see if he has the eligibility code on his Medicaid. Is he on Medicaid?
No. K-E-T-A-I-D? No.
M-E-D-A, Medicaid, the state insurance, ma'am?
No, he has Medicare.
Medicare doesn't cover long-term home care.
I know. So how do you go about getting Medicaid?
So we can assist him through it. We can apply. We have to apply for it. So it's through the state. Right. So what we would do is I would send a referral. I'll put you down as the point of contact. You can schedule his assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours he gets based on his disability. And then once he gets awarded Medicaid, which is the program that covers home care services, then we apply for Maximus, which they come out to the home and they do his in-home assessment. It's actually all together. They do it all together. Everything is all together they do it. Is that something you would like to do today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have his information, like his name, his date of birth, his address?
Yes. I'm a fiance, yes.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I know,
no more.
I know. Yeah.
We get I hear a lot of stuff. So let's just keep it like that.
I understand what you're saying. I don't blame you.
What county?
Yeah, I know.
Are you Miss Joyce?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What county is he in?
He's in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let me just grab something to write with. Okay, what's his first and last name?
My name or his name?
His name.
Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Date of birth?
3-17-61. No, I'm sorry. 3-27-61.
One second, let me check to see what he has right now.
He'll be 65 in March.
All right, what's your name? Joyce?
I'm Joyce, J-O-Y-C, McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N.
And a good number to reach Lois?
Lewis, 267-945-2232.
And his home address?
1113 Bridge Street, Apartment 2. Philadelphia, PA, 19124.
19124.
any sympathizers, however. We got to go through our understanding.
Ms. Joyce, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. He had Medicaid at some point. It's
Medi-
just
what?
Inactive.
CAID or CARE?
No, he had Medicaid, ma'am. Medicaid from the state.
What?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes. He
when?
Had it at some point. I don't know, ma'am. But it's
okay,
showing
ma'am.
Inactive. So we just have to get it back open. I'm going to give you the information that you need to schedule that, okay?
Okay, hold on. Let me do it.
And I'm also going to be submitting the referral so we can further you along.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I need to do
you just need something to write with in a notebook or a notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then.
And just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Okay,
I think it's called the Medicaid broker.
Medicaid broker.
And it's 877.
Okay. 877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. 877.
Mm-hmm.
877-500-4227.
Yep. And his Medicaid ID number, now write Medicaid ID number. Right next to it,
okay.
You're going to need it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's 930.
930.
Mm-hmm. 441.
441.
2274. That's 2274.
930-441-2274. Oh, okay. So did I have to tell them that they could act it? Or what
no.
I do?
No, there's a process. They're going to do
okay.
a home visit, and they're going to
mm-hmm.
reevaluate him as he is to date.
Okay.
What's good is that you know that at some point he was eligible.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. I didn't
one
know
second.
That. I
I'm sending in the referral. I'm going to see if somebody can further assist you with this appointment. 1 second.
Okay.
Are you going to be the caregiver to get paid to take care of him at home? Or is he going to need
my niece
to come up? Okay.
No, my niece going to do it.
Okay.
Because I can't do it.
What's
her name is Nicola, Nicola Borden, Borden.
And a good number to reach us so we could send her the hiring application?
Okay, let me get it, wait a minute. I got the her number. It's 215.
Okay.
954-9847.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have you repeat that because you came in and out. 2 what?
215.
Uh-huh.
954-9847.
Got it. Are you going to be his point of contact?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're his fiance. 1 second. I'm just putting in this information, okay?
Okay. See, I'll be 66. I can't be doing all this. He need a lot of help. He really this. Yeah.
Now I want you to write down the information for the agency that you're going to hire Ms. Nicola, okay?
Okay.
So the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family
Good.
First Care.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-2400.
Okay.
Is Nicola over the age of 18?
Oh, yes, he's 22. Wait, what
okay. Are there any minors or children in the home?
In her home?
In your home, where the patient
My daughter. My daughter, which is 10 years old. She's 10.
So there is a minor. Hold on. Let me put this in.
She's 10. But we're on the process of moving, probably end of the summer. I mean, after she get out of school, to another address. But right now, we're not going over it right now, but we got to move because he's still in the building.
Okay.
I'll let you know better than that, but right now he ain't doing nothing because he still wants to rent one. Sorry.
Okay. So my name is Jasmine, okay? I'm going to be transferring you to Miss Abigail. She's going to be further assisting you, okay? Please hold. Welcome
okay,
to Family
thank
First,
so
Miss Joyce. Yep, you call me when you need me. Please hold.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Please hold.
Mm-hmm.
This is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Joyce McCain.
Sure. Are you a new patient?
Say it again.
Are you a new patient?
No, my fiance is. Yes, I'm just calling for him.
Okay, great. Just a second, please. Okay, so you just spoke with Jasmine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, so my name is Abigail. Like I said, I'm the enrollment coordinator here at Family First Care. So I will be guiding you through the enrollment process. I'd just like to fill you in a bit about what has to go down till you get approved, till your fiancé gets approved.
Okay.
The patient has to have two assessments to get approved from Maximus, which is the company from the state that does the approval. You'll be in touch with them. I'm going to give you their numbers to call and schedule the assessment. And then you're going to need to collect some financial documents so that the county can approve you. And then once that's all done, we can have an assessment with the service coordinator to discuss hours. The process usually does take a couple of weeks, but I'd just like to let you know in advance what it is. It's not such a hard process. The only thing that takes time is really collecting the financial documents, which I do recommend in the beginning to start collecting, but you don't...
Because he gets... He gets Social Security Disability.
Okay, and did he have a bank account in the last 5 years?
Yeah, he got a bank account, yeah, but, you know, that's for bills, so he don't keep enough in it.
Okay, so they will need the the bank statements from the last 5 years, but I don't want to discuss that now. Just I don't want to.
Oh, I got that anyway, because he wasn't by the building, but I got the bank statement for the year. I mean, I got that, so you gotta worry about that part. I got that already, because something went down and it didn't work out, so I got the statement, the bank statement from the bank, so I got all that if you need it.
No problem. Okay, fine. We'll discuss that after. First, I want to just start off. We don't need to do that for another little bit. I would maybe once we schedule this first assessment and everything's, and we don't have anything else to do till you have the assessment, maybe I would discuss that with you so you can start getting it together.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So I just also have to confirm before we start with anything, a few things just to make sure that the patient will be probably approved, okay? So is the patient making more than $2,900 a month now?
Nope. You get $1,759 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, the... Just a second. What did you say his name is again?
Lewis. L-O-U-I-S.
Lewis Scott?
Scott. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just see it here now. It just came into the system.
Because of Medicaid, I didn't know he was on Medicaid, so they want me to call Medicaid, the broker, Medicaid broker about... You know.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to Medicaid.
Yeah, so I'm going to have you call them at the end. After we hang up, we can call them
okay.
to schedule the assessment. They will reactivate his Medicaid once you get the approval.
Oh, so you don't want me to do it right now? Just do it when, excuse me, when I call them, I got to tell them he wanted to activate his Medicaid case.
No, when we hang up, I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give you the number to call for Maximus, and you're going to ask them to just schedule the assessment. Once they approve you, you're going to have two assessments. Once they approve you, you will get his Medicaid will be reactivated. You can ask them when you're on the phone about it. They can give you some more information, but once he does get an approval, they will
activate. Okay, good. So I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to do nothing with this number here. For Medicaid?
That number is who you were going to call to schedule the assessment.
Okay,
okay. 877 right. number that Jasmine gave you?
Yeah, 877-550. Because
yeah.
right now he's in the hospital. He's supposed to be on the way home today, hopefully. He says, but I don't know yet. But we could just, I could just start off the process. By the time he come home, I could just, you know.
Yeah. When he'll be home.
Okay.
When do you think he'll be home?
Hopefully today. Hopefully. He says today, but I'm still trying to, you know, call him and, you know, he ain't calling back and say he's coming home, but we'll see.
Okay. Fine. So hopefully that'll be soon.
Yes, it will.
Okay. So just gonna run through a couple more things. So he's not making more than $2,900 a month. Does the patient own
no.
a home or a car?
No, he don't own nothing, no.
Okay,
no,
any assets, maybe in cash value in the bank, in any savings? Any
no.
savings? Does he have anything for over $8,000 in his name?
No.
Nothing over $8,000. Okay.
No, baby. They got nothing like that. He's going on bills. Go ahead.
Okay, and you said you're his fiance. So when are you getting married?
I ain't no hurry.
Sorry?
I'm not in no hurry. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Some things you got to change. You know me, how man. They got to do a lot of changes for me to do all that. But right now, not right now. But I'm there. I'm there with him. You know, I'm gonna be there with him. So if we decide to make a date, put it that way.
Okay.
I want him to, you know, do what he's supposed to do and get better, you know?
For sure.
but he's not, you know, he's not doing it. He's giving up on himself. He's you know, he's not doing the right thing. Keep going back to the hospital. Now, you're depressed. You're more depressed than anything else. You need somebody to take him to the doctor's appointment. He needs somebody to make sure to take his medicine, feed him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I need. Because I can't be really, I got a little girl
I
got to do.
Right. We need to get a caregiver for him. Are you going to be his caregiver?
No, I can't. I'm on Social Security. No, I can't. My niece is. His niece.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
His niece is. I can't do it.
Okay, fine. And then when he comes home, does he live with any minors?
Say it again?
Is he living with any minors at home?
Well, I stay here with him. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I stay here with him until I move back to my house on Lemon Street. But I've been here with him, helping him out, make sure he don't fall. Because he got a habit of falling. You know what I mean? Getting, you know, so that's why I've been here with him. But yeah, but what's wrong with the minors? Something wrong with that? We got a little kid here?
Right, okay, fine. But, so he's living with you now?
No, I live with him temporarily. Now, I don't really live here because my address is different. I don't live here with him, but I'm here with him because he keeps falling.
Right.
We keep trying to keep him, you know, keep him from falling. You know, we keep making sure he eats his food, you know what I'm saying? That's why I need help.
So you moved in with him?
No,
with
I didn't.
Your daughter?
I don't really say moving in. I just say just staying here for temporarily. I ain't really moved in. I didn't change no address, nothing like that. But I've been here with him for a while. Keep him, you know, but me and her here together, yes.
Okay. Fine.
He can't be by himself, put it that way.
Okay.
Why? What's the problem with the child?
No, the only reason, it's actually, it works out, because if the patient is living with any minors, then they don't have to collect their financial documents. The county will look past that if they're living with minors. But it doesn't...
Oh, yeah, yeah, we have to...
I don't know. It's not his child, and he's not necessarily officially living with her, you're saying.
Well, yeah, but when we move into another house, which is my house, that he will be living with me, because the people here is selling the house, so he would be living with me in another address, which is my home on Lemon Street in Rockland. So I'm saying, but I'm here with him now, with her. So I've been here for like a couple of years with him, keep him from falling.
Okay,
but you know,
we've been living together.
Yeah, we've been living together. Put it that way, we've been living together. But I can't go home unless he come with me, cause he's a forest. He really forest, and he's not taking any medication. Yeah, I've been living with him. Put it that way, with my daughter. Yes.
Okay, fine.
But we're not moving yet to probably after she get out of school for the summer, cause she goes to school here.
Yeah. And you said, okay, you said she's 10 years old?
Yes.
Can you provide me with her birth date, please, and her name?
Her name is Samaya, Samyah, Ortiz, -McCain. Ortiz, -McCain, MCCAIN. Her birthday is September 19th,
Okay, and like I said, the reason I'm asking for this is so that you won't have to collect the documents.
Okay,
so...
God bless you.
Be sure, Samaya, S-A-M-Y-A-H.
Yes.
And then the last name is O-T-O-R-T-R-Z.
O-R-T-I-Z.
O-R-T-I-Z.
I-Z, as in zebra, dash McCain.
Ortiz.
Ortiz. Ortiz. Yeah. Yeah. O-T, I call you call it different. Yeah, it's O-T-Z, yes.
O-R-T-I-Z?
Yeah, O-R-T-I-Z, yes.
Okay.
Dash McCain.
Yeah,
that's a whole. Yes. Okay.
Okay, fine. Just want to be sure. Okay. Great, amazing. Fine. Now that that's done, I'm going to have you call that number to schedule the assessment with the broker at Maximus. But before you do that, I just want to let you know by this assessment that you schedule, they're going to give you a doctor's form to fill out by your doctor. If you like, we do have something called a telehealth call that a doctor can call you on the phone and fill out your form over the phone, so you don't have to go down.
Fill out his form over the phone.
Yeah, they can call his phone.
Yeah. I got to do it for him because I got to do it for him because he never be able to do it.
Because
when he comes up from hospital. Huh?
So they should call your phone or the patient's phone?
I'm going to do it for him because he don't know how to do all that.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it for him. Because when he comes up.
The only phone number that I have here are your number and your niece's number. So I'm going to put down your number, right? Right, his number, that wouldn't be helpful, correct?
No, no, what number you got now? You got 267-826?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you got her number, which is my niece's number. His number is 267-945.
Just a second, please.
945-2232.
Okay, and would you like for them to call you or him to fill out the
document? I'm about to say that. Call me. Call me.
Okay,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Amazing. So now I'm going to have them call you. They may call in a couple of days. It is a New York number. They're calling from a New York company. So just keep an eye out for that, please. And then also you did get transferred over by Jasmine. So I want you to take down my number as well.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator. And here, I'm going to give you my number. It's 267-551-7438. And you can see that as Abigail from Family First Care, just so you know the agency.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, you can always call or text me. And I also would like for you to text me the date and time that you scheduled the assessment for after we hang up, please.
After I call the Medicaid broker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. All right.
So you'll schedule the assessment and then just text my number to let me know so I can write it down and I know where we're headed.
All right, good. All right, thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too.
Mm-hmm. Some crazy phone.